Energy was on the minds of many Americans this past week, but the U.S. is not the only country with problems. Brazilians are now being told to conserve or face the consequences. A prolonged drought in Brazil has reduced water levels to record lows in the country's hydroelectric reservoirs, which threatens to dry up the supply of power to 130 million people. This past week, the government announced a package of draconian measures which reward frugality and punish waste. As NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil hopes to avoid the rolling blackouts that have afflicted California.
Atenção, Brasil. Vai falar o excelentíssimo senhor presidente da República, Fernando Henrique Cardoso.
Whenever the evening TV soap operas are interrupted by the presidential seal, Brazilians know they're in trouble. That was the case on Friday night when President Fernando Henrique Cardoso addressed the nation.
Para resolver a situação atual de emergência, o engajamento de cada de vocês é parte da solução.
To solve the current emergency, every single one of you must make an effort. You must encourage your children, your family, and your friends to have a responsible attitude. For your sake, and for the sake of Brazil, we must develop a conservationist mentality and combat the waste of energy.
Cardoso's government has come up with some powerful incentives for Brazilians to do the patriotic thing. All household consumption above 200 kilowatts a month will be subject to a heavy surcharge. Also, households and businesses must cut their overall power use by about 20% compared to the power they used this time last year. And if they fail to meet that goal, they'll be punished by having their power cut off for days at a time. Brazilians are greeting the plan with mixed emotions. They're glad the government has found an alternative to rolling blackouts, but many, such as this lawyer, say it's going to be tough to find ways to cut their electricity usage by one-fifth.
We can't turn off the freezer because it's one of those frost-free models. We'll do what we can. We can turn off the air conditioning and the computer, and we can watch one TV instead of all three.
One of the main reasons for this crisis is Brazilians' growing prosperity. 6 years of relatively stable monetary policy has meant millions more people can now afford refrigerators and other appliances. Heavy industry has grown too, and all the while, the semi-privatized power companies have been gradually falling further and further behind the demand. This year's drought merely pushed the situation to the brink. Now economists are worried that the shortages will roll back some of the gains made during the last decade, especially if industry reduces production and lays off workers, and if scarce products reignite Brazil's old nemesis, inflation. Restaurant owner Gilberto Gama is furious about his anticipated losses.
Daqui a pouco, o povo é que vai fazer um apagão em cima do governo, um apagão bem violento.
It won't be long before the people cut the power to this government, Gama says, and that's going to be one violent blackout. Gama says he doesn't believe there even is an electricity shortage, and he thinks President Cardoso manufactured the crisis to divert attention from a corruption scandal that's been raging in Congress for months. The Cardoso administration is keenly aware of the situation's political dangers. Earlier in the week, it was planning California-style rolling blackouts, but then backed away in the face of an angry public reaction. Cardoso hopes this rationing plan is the lesser of two evils, especially because poor Brazilians, who use less than 100 kilowatts a month, are exempt from the fines and the conservation goals. In fact, small-scale users will be rewarded with a $2 credit for every dollar's worth of power they save. And in theory, some poor families may be able to drive their electric bills down to zero. Still, no one is going to enjoy the next 6 months of rationing. Beaches and streets are now only dimly illuminated, and the government has even banned the holiest of holies, night soccer games. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.